Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Hey Tar Heels, it's time to step up and win a big one. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. When Carolina lost its undefeated season and top ranking to UNLV last year, it was a major shock to the basketball world. It should not have been, given the game was in Las Vegas, albeit on a so-called neutral court, and the running Rebels were on their way to becoming relevant again in college basketball. UNLV outscored, outshot, out-rebounded, and out-assisted the Tar Heels, who lost a four-point lead at the break and the game by 10 after shooting 30% in the second half. The Rebels are at it again, ranked 20th with an 11-1 record and nine-game winning streak as they swagger into the Smith Center. Old Roy may not be able to use his small lineup against the beefy Rebels, who have Mike Moser returning inside and have added Anthony Bennett, maybe the best freshman in the country, and Pitt transfer Kem Birch. The UNLV guards penetrated and suckered the Heels last year, pitching out to the wings where the Rebs hit 13 of 32 threes. It looks like more of a war in the paint this time, and someone from UNC needs to step up and help inside while James Michael McAdoo tries to contain the 6'8 Bennett, who is averaging 18 points. Aside from the revenge motive, this post-Christmas cabin fever crowd will witness a big-time basketball game, and the house should be rocking. Carolina hasn't come close to putting a complete game together against a worthy opponent, and this is the Heels' last chance before ACC play begins January 6th at Virginia. Can you imagine what that week of practice will look like if 9-3 UNC doesn't get to 10 W's before the conference schedule? On the NCAA bubble, Carolina would begin. Clearly, the Tar Heels need to play better, but also build some confidence in each other and their overall team performance. They have good players, but have to figure out the five position and get smarter play from their veterans. Williams said this week that this isn't football, taking what the other team gives you. Carolina wants to make UNLV play its game, post a big win, and build up a head of steam going to Virginia, which looks like about the worst team in the ACC. It's high time for Carolina to establish itself as one of the best, starting Saturday. This is Archansky. See ya.